Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are now tuned into Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Vince, Dr. Norma Chapman. Let us open with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity to go out before radio land, Father God. Oh, Father God, to encourage somebody out there that need encouragement, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray if there's a listener that's listening in on today, Father God, something that we say, Father God, will lift them up, Father God, a bow down head, Father God, or someone just need encouragement from the word on today, Father God. Now, Father God, we pray that everything that we do and say will be of that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. All right, listeners, today's topic is But God. Our special guest today is Deacon Larry Veal, one of the lead vocalists for the sensational Veal Brothers Gospel Singers. I'll bring him in live in the studio shortly. First, we would like to invite you, our listeners, to press the number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Yesterday, Deacon Veal and I will be discussing the topic, But God. But God, what an awesome topic. All right, now let us bring on our special guest. Good afternoon, Deacon Larry Veal.
Good afternoon, Dr. Norma Chapman. Good afternoon. Just a blessing to be on with you.
Well, we are so pleased to have you. It's a blessing and a pleasure to have you back and facing your fears once again. And before you get started with your presentation, I would like for you to share with our listeners a short bio about yourself.
Yes, I'm Deacon Larry Veal, one of the lead singers and managers of the Cessation of Veal Brothers of Gloucester, Mississippi, also a deacon at the Sweet Home Baptist Church of Gloucester, Mississippi. Been singing 49 years.
God bless you. And I understand that your father is still, he's 90-something years old, and he's still active. Sometime as you all travel up and down the highways, he's still a part of the Veal Brothers as well.
Yes, he is. The Lord blessed us. He's 92 years old. And he's still a part of the group. I mean, and the Lord is blessing him. He's still very active into church, and he's just a blessing. And we thank God for him, Dr. Norman.
It's a blessing. Also, we would like to mention that your brother, Pastor Robert Veal, he's a pastor of the church there in Gloucester, Mississippi. Would you share a little bit about your church where you attend there? They're in Gloucester.
My brother, the oldest brother, Pastor Robert Veal Jr., he's our pastor, Sweet Home Baptist Church, that's 4667 Burwick Castle Road, Gloucester, Mississippi. And we just thank God our church doing fine. We have service every Sunday morning. And we just love to lift him up, praise his name. And, I mean, God blesses our pastor with a word every Sunday morning. And we just thank God for him and also the church family doing well.
What a blessing. I'm more than sure we'll be talking more later on in the show, giving you more information about Sweet Home and about the things that the Veal Brothers will be doing this year, especially their upcoming event and memories of their mama program that's coming up in May. So we'll be talking more about that. But right now I'm going to yield and let Deacon Veal go into his presentation on today's topic, But God. And remember, listeners, you can join in on this awesome topic just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience, or just want to get some encouraging words to our special guest, Deacon Veal, on today. I will yield now, Deacon Veal. You may begin your presentation at this time.
Okay. Thank you. The presentation, But God, that's the topic. And the presentation is, on this Christian journey, we will go through heartaches, trouble, sometimes we go through pain. It makes us feel though we need to give up, but as hard as it seems to get, my God always come through with a healing hand. But God, that's what I always say. But God is a reason why I say that, and I'm going to tell you that in a minute. There are so many things in life we can't change. When we lose loved ones, those are storms. With the economy, with the wicked ways of the world, even according to how people treat us sometimes. But God, I would not drop my head or give up. But God, because God, through everything that I have been through in my life, I could always say, but God, because but God brings me through any situation that I go through, no matter what I'm dealing with. But God, He always bring me through. I can lean on God to bring me through any situation. Truly, God is able to, Dr. Norma.
Yes, He is. Deacon Jill, yes, and on the topic, but God on today, there's a special, I think that when God gave you this topic to come forth with on today, it's an encouragement topic. And it's a topic that anybody can relate to if they've been through some trials and tribulations. As you said in your what you had in your presentation, there's going to be a lot of times you're going to have ups and downs and the storms are going to come. That's when we say, but God. God has always brought us. And I'm not going to talk too much because I want you to finish your presentation. And after you finish a little bit of your presentation, then we want to go into what is the new vision in the year of in the new year that you and the Vils brothers have going after you finish talking about your, giving your emphasis on but God. So I'm going to yield right here and turn the studio back over to you, Deacon Vils.
Okay. Yes, well, over the years, the Vils brothers and me personally, we have went through times in our lives where years ago, when we first started singing, sometimes we used to have to borrow equipment, borrow transportation to get to programs. But God, look, over the years, we have struggled so many times to get to programs. So much have happened with the Vils brothers over the years, but God, the Lord blessed us in our singing and doing our career to even a bus. But God, that's what God will do. We one point of time we didn't have transportation, but the Lord allowed us to even purchase a bus. That's a but God shout right there. That's a praise. That's what God brought us from. Sometime in our life, we didn't even have the right little outfits to put on, you know. But God blessed us. Now we don't even know. It's hard for us to decide what outfit we want to put on. That's but God. That's a shout. That's what God have done for us over the years. And God's still blessing. I mean, He's still blessing. I mean, in the midst of what we deal with, He's still blessing. And that's a but God. I know there's a lot of you that probably have tuned in or called in right now have a but God experience. And that but God is letting you know what you have been through, but God brought you through to get to. And I thank God for what He is doing right now. But God.
But God. Deacon Veal, also understand that you all have three new records, recordings out. One of them is I Didn't Deserve It, I Don't Deserve It, if I'm correct. If I'm not quoting it right, you can explain it to our listeners. And also two other ones. And we want to talk about that a little bit. Also about what you all have, what's coming up new, your new concerts and we want to share that with our listeners on that. Can you share us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have released a single, an EP, with three songs on it, and the songs are Didn't Deserve It, He Kept Me, and The Price Is Right. And then also a single with I'm Coming Out. We just released those. We just released them. And also a scene with Stand By Me. But those are songs that, you know, every song that the Lord blesses with, it tells, and it's so much about what we have went through, because truly Didn't Deserve It. That song, just if you purchase the song, listen to the song, Didn't Deserve It. We didn't deserve the blessings after all we went through with. God still blessed us, but we didn't deserve it. I mean, we wasn't any better than anyone else to deserve what God has, gave to us. And we just thank God for that song. And also, He Kept Me. That's another powerful song that, you know, let us know He kept us through all of what we went through. And we have even in our travel, we have rolled in areas that we have seen bad wrecks. Could have been us, but He kept us, you know, through everything that we have went through. God have kept us through the situation. There's so much we have seen in our life, but He kept us, you know, and over the years, and He's still keeping us. We thank God. Then the song, I'm Coming Out. Oh, Lord, I'm coming out of depression. I'm coming out of trouble, sickness. Oh, man, with the anxiety. I'm coming out. Lord, bringing me out of all of this. You know, yes, Lord. It's so, yes, Lord, so powerful. And I just thank God for the song and the songwriters. I thank God.
Amen, amen. And Deacon Phil, I am praising God on today on your behalf. And I know that God has been good to you after the loss of your wife. We still want to give you our condolences because we know it hasn't been that long. But look how strong God is. Look at God, but God, but God. And you're here today to share encouragement to someone out there that may be going through depression, that may be going through of trials and tribulation, maybe a brief family out there that don't know their way out, don't know the answer to what's going on in their life. We thank God for you on today here on Facing Your Fears. Remember, listeners, press that number one if you have any comments, questions. I just want to share your thoughts. I just want to give some encouraging words to our special guest on today. You may continue, Deacon Bill.
Okay. Yes. Now, speaking of losing my wife, going through a storm about 5 years ago, losing my mom, I'm watching her take her last breath. That's a storm. Anybody who have lost a mother, no, that's powerful. But, Lord, I mean, and just a few weeks ago, then watching my wife take her last breath. It's so much, you know. Sometimes as we sing and minister to people, you know, we sometimes overlook ourselves. We minister so much to people, but there's a song that I sing, Keep Pressing, and God knows I have blessed thousands of people by telling them that they got to keep pressing. But now that same song got to be a blessing to me as well, because when I look at that song, Keep Pressing, losing a wife for over 30-some years of marriage, I got to keep pressing. I can't stop. I got to keep pressing. I got to pressing, you know, and I was just, I know, you know, so many have went through a situation, but I want to be a blessing to you that if you keep pressing, if you keep your hands in God's hand, you know, I mean, you got to keep trusting in God. We know what it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. We got to keep trusting in him. He's going to make a way for us. We just keep trusting in him.
Amen, because God is not a liar, and he's true to his word. He promised us that he would never leave us nor desert us. So we know God is always there. He's always there.
Yes, sir.
To lift up a bowed down head. And it's, you know, sometimes people say, well, God didn't do this or didn't do that. God is always willing and able. It's us to separate us from the love of God. But he's always there with open arms. He always have open ears ready to hear. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for he cares for us. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I'm so excited today about this topic, but God. Listeners, you still have time now. Depress that number one on your phone. We only have a half an hour show. So if you have anything you want to say to Deacon Veal, anything you want to say about the Veal Brothers Gospel, Sensational Gospel Singers, now is the time to press that number one and express how you feel or anything you want to say to our special guest on today. Just press that number one. And as we continue to discuss and emphasize on the topic, but God, you know, I have strong faith in God. This month, on the 30th of this month, God, we're going to add 34 years to my life after that tragedy happened to me in my life. And God added 34 more years to my life. And I'm not going to miss my shout on today, telling the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for allowing me and blessing me, giving me another opportunity to do good, another opportunity to share your word, another opportunity to help somebody as we travel along this journey and the path that God has put us on. We do have a caller, Deacon Veal, and we're going to bring that caller in now. Our code 313, last four digits of that call is 9145. I'm going to bring it live into the studio, caller.
Hello?
Trying to get you. Okay, caller, you're now live. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you for accepting my call today. I'd just like to comment a minute on Deacon Beals and his topic. I'm Fanny Porter, born and raised in Gloucester, Mississippi, but now live in Detroit, Michigan. I just want to give Deacon Veal's an encouraging word on one of the songs that I love that the Veal Brothers recorded, I Want You to Meet Me. And there's joy and all of that that you say in that song. You know, I just love that song. And I remember how long you all been singing, and I know the struggles that you went through, but God. So I don't want to hold the time too much today. I'm just excited and happy to be on here, and thank you for inviting me to listen in. God bless you both.
God bless you. Deacon Veal, you want to give a response behind what she just said to you?
Yes, I just thank God for our sister Fanny. She also is a radio announcer too in Detroit, Michigan, and we thank God for her. We looking forward to seeing y'all on Father's Day in June, and we thank God for you, though, for coming in.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
God.
Thank you.
Thank God for you, and do feel free to call back any forgiven Thursday from 4:30. Normally we're from 4:30 to 5:30, but the show today is just a half an hour. It's a pleasure speaking with you on today. And feel free to call back again. Feel free to press that number one. Your hand is still up if you have anything else to say. God bless you and God
thank
keep
you.
Thank
Mike.
You for calling in. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Deacon Veal, you may continue your presentation at this time.
Yes, and as you said earlier about even the wrecks, you was in a wreck, I was in a wreck. I had back in 2008, I think it's been this April the 18th, would make 16 years that my right foot was almost cut off. But God.
My Lord.
But God.
But God.
I just thank God.
He can feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God is good. I was shot twice in my liver, and I was stabbed in from my heart. I lied in a coma for 40 days with 68 blood transfusions and 7 surgeries, and I cold blew 3 times. My children were 6 and 9 at the time, and my abuser took his own life. But on the 30th of March, my birthday is 27, on the 30th of this March will be 34 years. That was happening in 1990. God had blessed me to still be here because he knew he had work for me to do. We want to give God the glory right now. We want to thank God for those people out there that has been through, going through on drug addictions and alcohol, anything that they are addicted to. We want to let them know, but God, God is able.
Yeah.
He's able to pull us through anything. He just said all we got to do is, like you said, Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding. Out of all of our ways, stop and acknowledge God. He shall direct our path. And I want to encourage you on today out there, listeners, if you don't have a good church home, join a good church home where they are teaching sound doctrine so you can get the word. The word can be implanted in your heart and in your mind.
Yes.
And as we follow Christ, and as you follow your pastor, and as he follow Christ, I pray that you will follow him, because God has so much. And listeners, everyone that's listening in and tuning in on the show today, God has work for you to do. God has a special anointing on your life. They said, from our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. It's right there. All you got to do is just stir it up. Stir it up and open up your mouth. He told Jeremiah, go, and I'll speak through you. And God will do the same thing for us on today, but we just have to just reach out and talk to God, just like you're talking to your friend. Ask him, what is the purpose for me, Lord? What do you have for me to do? What's the anointing that you have on my life? And I'm more than sure, and I'm a living witness, that he will show it to you, and you'll be able to walk out on your calling, your anointing, that God has already have planned for you. He said he knows the plans that he has for you, plans to bless you and not to harm you. So, Deacon Veal, before the show is over, tell us a little bit about how they can purchase these new records. He's going to come back on, listeners. He'll be back on in the month of May or the end of April to talk about his mother's memorial service. That's why we're only doing a half an hour today, because he'll be coming back soon to discuss the memorial service there at in Glossop that they do every year. But tell us, the listeners, how can they purchase the albums, or how could they contact the Veal Brothers if they want to book you for a concert, if they want to have any thing to do with bringing you all on to the church or having a concert with you. Give us some information how the listeners can contact you.
Well, you can contact me, Deacon Larry Veal Sr., at area code 601-810-1360. That's area code 601-810-1360. About any bookings, we just would love to come and be open. Anybody who know the Veal Brothers know we love to let go and let God. We love to come and minister to you through songs. We just love what we do. We thank God for that. And also for our music, we got old music, new music. You could go to any digital platform, Amazon, iTunes. You could download, go to Pandora. You could go just any digital platform and download the music or get the music. Either you can reach out to me, if you just want a hard copy sent to you, you can just call that number again, 601-810-1360. And we'll be glad to try to get the music to you. I'd love for you to have it, because there is ministry in our music. We in everything that we sing, and God has blessed us with it. And there's so many songs carries a strong message that we love for the world to know.
Amen. And two of my favorite records that I love to hear the Veal Brothers sing is "I'm on the Run." Brother Larry, you lead said, "I'm on the run, I'm running for the Lord." That's one of my favorite ones, and I know you know I love the joy that I have you can't take it away. I just love to hear Brother Larry sing that song. This joy that I have, can't nobody take it away. And I just want to thank you again for coming on, Deacon Bill, and being a blessing to our listeners. I want to thank all of our listeners. We do have a full studio on today. We want to thank all of our listeners all over the United States and some outside of the United States for tuning in on today's Facing Your Fears. And remember, listeners, you too can be a guest on Facing Your Fears. All you have to do is reach out. Go to my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, and then or either send me or inbox me or messenger me in reference to coming on the show. I'll be glad to have you. If you have a word that you want to give, an encouraging word, you are welcome to be a special guest on Facing Your Fears. And also, if you know of anyone that has written a book or has been in domestic violence or any type of addiction, make sure you reach out to me. I would love to hear their bring them on the show and let them tell their testimony. You see, what's good about God, what God done, he wants us to run and tell somebody about his goodness. He don't want to keep it to ourselves. We have to let the world know God is still in the healing business. God is still in the blessing business. God is still God, and he is the center of our lives, our state, cities, and nation. We're in a turmoil, but we know God is able. We know God will bring us through. Because he promised us that he would never leave us nor desert us. At this time, Brother Larry, we're going to bring the show to an end. We want you to close us out with a prayer.
Father God, we thank you again for this day. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Norma Chapman. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing and keeping her. And Lord God, we thank you for her program in allowing me to be a guest on her program. And we ask that you would continue to bless her, Father God, with Facing Your Fears and as she journey in life, Lord God. And we thank God for all the listeners, Lord God, that we ask that you would continue to bless. We just pray that you would touch all over this world. Lord God, we are leaning and depending on you. But Father God, again, we thank you, Father God, and we ask that you would, Lord God, lead us and guide us and continue, Lord God, to bless us, Lord God. And we thank you right now for us. In your name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. And listeners, you're invited to join us next week as we bring Bishop Noel with the friends there. With Sister Glow Thompson. They will be the guest on next week's show. We want to invite you to come back. Just come back and say hello to me. It's a pleasure having you on the show. We thank God for Facing Your Fears. And as we continue this walk, Deacon Larry, as we continue this journey, and we know it's not easy, but we know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And I want to encourage our listeners on today to look to the hills. Where cometh your help? Not some of your help, but all of our help comes from God. Until next week, this is the end of the show, and thank God for you, Deacon Larry. If there's anything I can do for the field, brother, just holler and look over your shoulder, and I'll be there. God bless you. This is the end of the show for today. Goodbye.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, dear.
Okay.